This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a series of bills last week related to truancy and chronic absenteeism for students. The bills included changes to the definition of truancy, how it's reported, and programs to try and prevent it. One bill would hold students back a grade if they have more than 30 school days of unexcused absences. The legislation came from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's task force on truancy. Republican State Representative Amy Binsfeld of Sheboygan chaired that committee and said it's important to have repercussions for students who aren't showing up to school.
To insinuate that this bill just means I'm going to miss 30 days and woe is me, I'm out. Well, if you're missing that in October, we have bigger problems. And to act as though the research shows retaining a student is detrimental, well, I don't know how a student not being in school is beneficial. How are we raising people in society to say, miss 1/6 of your year at work and let me promote you?
Opponents of the bill, like Democratic State Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay, say that punishing students for truancy won't make it easier for them to get to school.
There is absolutely no evidence at all or research to support that holding kids back will somehow incentivize them and help their family overcome barriers to getting them to school.
The bills passed the Assembly, would still need to make it through the state Senate before going to the governor's desk. Governor Evers hasn't commented on this legislation specifically. The State Department of Public Instruction has come out against it. Our next guest has researched the causes of chronic absenteeism among students and how it affects their education. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you think the state should deal with truancy? Do you support this idea where if you miss X amount of school with unexcused absences, you should repeat that grade? If you are involved in schools, working in schools, a teacher, a student, parent, what are you seeing when it comes to not seeing students at school? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sarah Winchell-Lenhoff is an associate professor of educational leadership and policy studies and the Leonard Kaplan Endowed Professor in the College of Education at Wayne State University in Detroit. She's director of the Detroit Partnership for Education Equity and Research. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Before we start digging into possible solutions, it seems like one thing I think people agree on is students don't learn as well when they're not in school. Absenteeism is a problem when it comes to kids' educational outcomes, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, the research is really clear. The more days students miss, the worse their outcomes. Their achievement outcomes, they're less likely to graduate, more likely to drop out the more days of school they miss.
And my understanding is during COVID, and then once people started going back to school, absenteeism got worse. What kind of things are we seeing?
Yeah, so in 2018-19, across the country, chronic absence was about 15%. In the 2021 school year, it rose to about 28%. So a huge jump, almost double nationwide. A lot of that had to do with the shift to online learning. Many students had trouble with, computer technology, the internet. Parents had challenges kind of dealing with homeschooling and work and things like that. So we saw this huge uptick during COVID. And even in the years since then, when kids have been back to school in person for the most part, we've seen chronic absence at higher levels than pre-pandemic in most places across the country.
Now, a lot of your research has focused on why. Why does a particular kid not show up at school? As you dig into this, and you've done a lot of work in Detroit in particular, what do you see as the causes?
So us researchers like to say things are complicated, and this is no exception, right? What we found in Detroit, and I've been studying chronic absence in partnership with public schools here in Detroit since 2016, before the pandemic, is that students miss school for all sorts of reasons, and students who are chronically absent tend to have overlapping reasons, many times related to either health issues that aren't being addressed or are poorly addressed, or issues related to poverty and not having enough resources to get to school. So things like unreliable transportation, conflicts with their parents' work schedule and school schedule where they can't figure out how to get their child to school because of that, childcare concerns, And for many students, these things overlap, right? They miss one day, maybe because their car breaks down. They miss another day because they're sick. They miss another day because their parent has a work conflict. And then these days pile up and they get to that point of chronic absence, which is about 10% of school days in the year.
And then here came COVID and made everything even more complicated. And one notion I've seen out there, Sarah, is, okay, if I'm a student and I can't get online to do my classes and I slip behind there a little more, now it's return to school and I'm even further behind and maybe I've gotten a habit of not connecting to school. Is that part of the story of why we're not seeing kids bounce back and show up at school more?
Yeah, I think we're still learning exactly why we're still seeing high rates of absence kind of post-pandemic, but I think that's a really plausible reason. We know from research prior to the pandemic that students who were further behind in school had worse attendance. And, you know, we theorize that that's because school's harder if you're behind, right? You might be lost, you might be struggling, it's more difficult, and maybe it makes you not want to go to school. The other thing we know is that the more students miss school, the more likely it is that their peers will miss school, and that will kind of have a cascading effect on the classroom. And we think that's largely because teachers are then trying to catch up students who are at different levels, who may have had a lesson one day and missed another day, and it becomes a really difficult environment for the teacher to manage.
Talking to Sarah Winchell-Lenhoff, education professor at Wayne State University, looking at chronic absenteeism among students, truancy, the state legislature working on some bills aimed at tackling that issue, including saying, hey, if you miss X amount of school, 30 unexcused absences in a year, you might be held back a year. Love to hear your thoughts, maybe your experiences in schools yourself at 800-642-1234, or your questions for our guest. That's 800-642-1234. Sarah, in some of your work, you've talked about the idea of what you call an ecological approach to absenteeism. What does that mean?
Well, for us, that means that it's complicated, and it also means that schools should not be the only institution at the table when talking about how to improve student attendance. What we've seen in Detroit is that many of the reasons students miss high levels of school aren't really in the control of a school. You know, a school has a hard time kind of managing problems with parent work schedules, or, you know, a lack of a car, or childcare issues. And so some of these things are really, you know, government problems, social welfare agency issues that really need to be managed from a kind of societal level. You know, schools can do a lot, right? And we ask them to do a lot, but they can't solve every social problem. And what we've found is that many of these kind of these problems that arise from social inequality are at the root of chronic absence, and schools can only do so much within their scope of influence.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi. You know, I know a number of parents who were very upset when the school shut down for COVID against the parents' wishes. And then when the schools opened up again, and then their child is a little bit sick, they would hold them back, and the school would say, hey, how important it is to send your kids to school. And so many parents were just so upset at the school that they shut down inappropriately, and there was a little hangover effect where people are going to say, you know, how important is it? And they didn't have the kids go to school. I know a lot of parents that did that for a period of time. Do you think that hangover effect is still out there?
Steve, thanks for the call. What do you think, Sarah?
It's a really good question. I've actually heard that theory quite a bit. I don't know that we have any kind of hard evidence on how much that's happening. I do know that there's some mixed messages out there, certainly since the pandemic, about the importance of getting to school, who gets to decide when your child, you know, is sick enough to stay home or not, or, you know, should stay home for other reasons. So I do think kind of consistency in messaging, trying to repair that relationship between schools and families is really important here. We know from prior research that having that strong, you know, school-family bond is really essential for all kinds of things for kids, but especially for attendance, right? Families aren't going to tell a school what their issues are in getting their child to school if there's not a positive relationship already there as a foundation. So I do think schools have work to do in, you know, in building those relationships, potentially repairing those relationships if they were broken during the pandemic.
Thanks for the call, Steve. We're talking to Wayne State University educational policy researcher Sarah Lenhoff about truancy and chronic absenteeism among students. The Wisconsin legislature considering a bill that would hold students back for having 30 days of unexcused absences in a year. You could join in at 800-642-1234 if you have questions for our guest, thoughts on how to deal with chronic absenteeism among many students, and maybe your own experiences as a student, parent, teacher. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Sarah Lenhoff, Associate Professor of Educational Leadership and Policy Studies at Wayne State University, looking at a jump starting in the COVID era, continuing to today in truancy and chronic absenteeism among students. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now with Torsten in Waukesha County. Torsten, hi.
Oh, hi. So I just wanted to give my own personal insight. I'm currently a senior who's struggling with chronic absenteeism related to mental health problems. And I wanted to know how our guests here could think that they could help support people with mental health problems in getting into school and make sure that they are not held back unjustly, and how we can make sure that they are not persecuted for it.
Torsten, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Torsten, I think not alone, certainly. We're seeing a lot of concern about teens and mental health. Your thoughts for Torsten, Sarah?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thanks for calling in, and good luck in your senior year, Torsten. You know, mental health issues among young people have really risen in this COVID and post-COVID era as well. And so you're not alone in your struggles. I would say that, you know, schools need to have that kind of supportive approach rather than punitive. We know that young people who are struggling need connection to people who to support them, to resources. One thought is in Michigan, where I live, lawmakers have introduced a bill to make mental health days excused absences in Michigan that wouldn't count against them for truancy purposes. So that's one possibility, but that alone isn't going to solve the issue. So I would say, you know, we need to do a lot more on the preventative side to make sure kids aren't missing school, but we also need to do more on that. What do we do when kids do miss school, right? Students are going to miss school. We're never going to, you know, have 100% attendance rate, and we wouldn't want that. We don't want kids coming to school really sick, for instance. So how do we make sure that kids who are missing school for whatever reason are able to catch up, whether that's, you know, putting more resources into intervention, into tutoring, into extra support during the school day or afterward, or even, you know, using some of that technology that we learned how to build during the pandemic to help them do some of their coursework online or in another way.
Thanks again for that call, Torsten. Before we go back to our callers, Sarah, I wanted to ask about the idea of, as is in this one state bill, of saying, hey, if you have X amount, 30 or so unexcused absences, you have to repeat a grade. That the idea of repeating a grade based on chronic absenteeism, what do you think of that as a solution?
Well, I worry a lot about that as a solution, because I think that what we've shown in our research, what others have shown, is that students, by and large, you know, it's there, of course, always exceptions, but most students who are chronically absent are not missing a ton of school because they just don't care, right? It's not a matter of motivation for the students or families for the most part. And so, you know, kind of putting in a punitive approach where you're saying we're going to hold you accountable, we're going to punish you if you don't show up, really suggests that you think that motivation is the main cause and that it will be solved through this punitive measure. What I worry about is that the underlying root cause of the absences still won't be resolved. The student will have the negative effects of being retained, which are social and academic. There's very, you know, there's minimal evidence that retention is a positive thing for most children. So I would really worry about many students being more harmed through this bill than helped.
Let's go back to our callers now. Chris is with us in Menominee. Chris, hi.
Hi. My question is, how does this compare or contrast with the previous notion of no child left behind? Doesn't it seem to kind of conflict with that? And secondly, is there some place where we're not seeing where this is going to affect funding for schools?
Chris, thanks for the call. Sarah, first of all, No Child Left Behind, I can't remember how it dealt in particular or if it dealt directly with the issue of absenteeism. Any thoughts on how it might fit in?
Yeah, it's a good question. No Child Left Behind didn't really deal with attendance or absenteeism, but we had a revision to No Child Left Behind in the mid-2010s called the Every School Student Succeeds Act. And that federal law allowed states to include chronic absence in their school accountability systems. And about 37 states did just that. And so schools now are accountable for how many students are chronically absent or miss lots of school in their buildings. And, you know, I think it's a great thing that schools are paying attention to attendance. This isn't a really important issue. But again, it goes back to how much is really within the control of the school to solve. And if we're going to hold schools accountable, how are we providing them with resources to make sure that they're able to provide resources to families who need help getting to school?
And thanks for that call, Chris. And holding schools accountable, does that mean cutting funding if they hit certain levels of absenteeism? Is that how that's worked in practice?
It can, yeah. So I know in Michigan, for instance, in Texas, for instance, there, you know, if a school district's attendance drops below a certain rate for a day, then they get dinged on their school funding. There can also be repercussions in terms of their, you know, on their scorecard if they're getting a lower grade on the state accountability system, and that could affect their enrollment, right? If their score is lower, fewer parents might decide to enroll there. So it does have funding implications in many cases.
Thanks again for the call, Chris. Talking to Sarah Lenhoff from Wayne State University, looking at truancy, absenteeism. It's gone up for our students in the post-COVID era. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. Jim is with us in Westby. Jim, hi.
Hey.
What'd you want to bring up, Jim?
I just have a comment or maybe a statement or a question. Why would kids be held back just for missing school? I mean, if they can pass and get a passing grade, shouldn't they still move on? Shouldn't it be based off of merit and not just off of attendance?
Jim, thanks for the call. Sarah, what do you think?
I think I agree with Jim. You know, I think there's really, you know, very little evidence that retention is an effective mechanism to improve students' academic careers. And when it is effective, it really requires a lot of academic intervention and different support in the school than they were receiving the year before and should be done very mindfully. So I don't think a blanket retention policy just for attendance is very likely to help students and more likely to harm them.
Thanks again for that call. One thing I wanted to ask about that you mentioned earlier, Sarah, was the transportation issue. It sounds really basic, but I know some districts have shaken things up where, you know, the neighborhood school might not be a walkable school, or you're going to school on the other side of your community. Have we changed things in a way just geographically that can make it more of a challenge for kids to make it to school?
That's an awesome question. I've actually done a lot of research in this area. The short answer is no. We have a lot more school choice now. So you're right. Many students nationwide are going to school much further from home than they used to. But school bus offerings haven't kept up. So, you know, we have roughly 38% of students in the country are taking the bus to school, even though many more students are traveling further distances. And so we kind of have this gap where parents are being asked to make up the difference, right, with their personal car. But we know that many families don't have a personal car, share it with, you know, many people who need it for things like work and other appointments. And so, you know, especially for students living in high poverty areas, this is a really critical problem. I do a lot of work in Detroit. A third of families don't own a car in Detroit, and 50% of students here don't have access to a school bus. So, you know, there's right there, just a gap in how students are supposed to get to school that we really need to fill as a society, not only from the school side, but also the city and state.
Time for one more caller. Joe is with us in Black River Falls. Joe, hi.
Hi. So I work in one of the local school districts, and one of the things that we always try to, like, are always kind of combating is this, you know, chronic absenteeism. And it's really kind of tricky because a lot of the reasons why, you know, some kids are just not in school is just from a lot of the kind of precipitating factors in the community. You know, like you kind of mentioned before, that whether they have access at home to come along to school, or even, you know, if there's things going on in the home that make it really difficult. And I think as districts kind of struggle because they can only go so far.
Interesting, Joe. Thanks for the call. And just our last minute, Sarah, what can districts do in that situation? They can't do it all, as you've said, but what options are there for them?
Yeah, great question, Joe. And thanks for your work as an educator. You know, I think school districts can partner with community-based organizations who are already working directly with families to provide social services and other support. They can advocate for their city and state governments to step up to the plate and make sure that families are supported in other ways. They can also do things like work with large employers in the area to make sure that work schedules are accommodating to drop kids off in the morning or pick them up after school when they need to. So I think there's a lot schools can do to kind of reach out beyond their doors to make this a community issue and not just a school issue.
Joe, thanks for the call. And Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
That's Sarah Winchell-Lenhoff, Associate Professor of Educational Leadership and Policy Studies and the Leonard Kaplan Endowed Professor in the College of Education at Wayne State University in Detroit. She was with us today for a look at the issues of truancy and chronic absenteeism among students as Wisconsin lawmakers consider a package of bills related to the issue. You can read more about that legislation in our reporting over at WPR.org.